بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب استحباب تحسين الصوت بالقرآن وطلب القراءة من حسن الصوت والاستماع لها. Very interesting chapter Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought in the context of the important or the virtue or exhortation that is given to recite the Qur'an and create a connection with the Qur'an. He has brought this interestingly on the cusp of that chapter which deals with the importance of Hafizul Qur'an, protecting and preserving the Qur'an, not forgetting any aspect of it. As I mentioned, interesting chapter, the heading he has brought, the desirability of the tahsinus sawt, beautification of the voice, to recite the Qur'an in a beautiful manner, to make effort. Tahseen means not, one is, some people, mashallah, Allah has blessed them naturally with a beautiful voice. There are others that they don't have such a beautiful voice naturally. To make effort to beautify one's recitation, make effort to beautify one's voice, to make effort to recite the Qur'an in an appealing manner. Obviously, first requirement of this would be to adhere to the rules of tajweed. We dealt at length with the importance of tajweed. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. This is wajib, it's compulsory to recite the Qur'an with tajweed. So obviously, in beautifying one's recitation, in reciting in a melodious voice, etc., it's important that we understand that it has to stay within the parameters of the rules of recitation. Sometimes a person, for example, mad, elongating a letter or elongating the nuance in how you pronounce something, in an attempt to beautify it, he exceeds the rules of tajweed, pulls it very, very long because he wants to make it sound beautiful or melodious. This would be completely incorrect. In fact, tajweed is not an impediment, it enhances the beauty of the recitation of Qur'an. So that's the first aspect of this heading. The second aspect, talabul qira'ah, someone who has a beautiful voice, Allah has blessed him, made effort, recites Qur'an in a melodious way, affects the heart, etc., to request such a person to read for you. Today we have jalsas, maybe, or qira'at jalsas. From such ahadith, the mashru'iyat, the fact that the shariat has allowed this, we can extract it. Because what is a qira'at jalsa? I request one or two qura'a to recite the Qur'an, and obviously we listen to their recitation. So it can be established that this is part of shariat and not against shariat. That Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings this heading, talabul qira'a. Seek from someone, hasanus sawt, who has a beautiful voice to recite the Qur'an. But, very, very important, wal istima'i laha. Now that he is reading, what must you do? You've requested him, or maybe you didn't request it. He's reading, you can hear the Qur'an being read. What must you do? And here, I'm digressing, is the challenge that we face today with the social media. We have transferred our deen onto the air or onto social media. And one of the great harms that occurs as a result of this is that Quran is read. Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being read, but they are not being listened to attentively. Someone is sweeping, someone is laughing, someone is joking, someone is cooking, someone is engaged in other activities, and in the background, Quran is being read. Sometimes, Qari Abdul Basit, Sheikh Sudesh, very beautiful, famous reciter. It's blaring in the background. What you are doing? You're doing something else. And you feel that you are listening. So the hukam of Shariat is when Quran is read, is not sima. Arabic language is a very, very delicate and a beautiful language. It has very great depth in it. The word is istima. There's a very big difference between sima. Sama'a means to listen. Sima, in other words, listening. Istama'a. means to listen with exclusivity. To listen in such a manner that you are not listening to two things at one time. That is istima. And when it comes to Quran particularly, this is compulsory. Because Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Not فَاسْمَعُوا, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Listen with rapt attention. Listen with exclusivity when Quran is read. And what will happen? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah's mercy will rain down upon you. Quran is a means of drawing the rahmat and the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the first requirement, the compulsory requirement of that, is listen with exclusivity. Listen with rapt attention. Obviously, khairul kalam, kalamullah. What kalam can be better than Allah's kalam? And how is it that you are showing any gratitude to that if Quran is being read and you are not listening attentively? You find many of in these wedding functions, walima functions, we start off, we have an MC, makes an announcement, we start with the recitation of Quran. Now while the Quran is bearing, somebody is eating samosa, somebody is eating bhajia, somebody is still engaged in this conversation, then it is better you didn't have the recitation of Quran. When you have the Quran, adab is a very, very, what we call etiquette, respect. This is a very, very fundamental and essential part of our deen. Because when it comes to Quran and Hadith, in reality, this is not information. This is nur. It's a light from Allah, a spiritual light. It is ghizaul qalb. It is nourishment of the soul. For that to happen, first requirement is adab and etiquette. That is why in our tabligh circles also, we find that before halqa of ta'lim, or whatever amal is taking place, three things are mentioned. One is, first thing obviously, adab and etiquette. Daily in our halqa of ta'lim also, jamaats are out in the path of Allah, they mentioned what is the adab and etiquette of the gathering. Sit in tashahud position, pay attention, have an empty bowl. What is all this mentioned for? Very, very important. These things are not to be taken lightly. Especially, unfortunately, like I said, with the social media, many of us feel if bayan is in the masjid, as long as it's being relayed on the air, it's good enough, I don't need to come. I don't even need to attend. Yes, this argument is being put forward, others are able to benefit, the thing is being relayed, etc. But look at the nuksan if the adab and etiquette is not maintained. You're doing 10 things and you're listening to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are in fact making a mockery of the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first hadith that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings is such a, on the one hand, such a beautiful exhortation for you and I to recite the Quran in a beautiful manner. On the other hand, it is such a grave warning for you and I. What is this hadith? An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates, that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Ma adhinallahu li shay'in, Ma adhinallahu li shay'in, Ma adhina li nabiyyin, Hasan al-sawt, Yataghanna bil Qur'an, Yajharu bihi, Muttafaqun alayhi. Ma'na adhinallah ay istama'a, Wa huwa isharatun ila rida wal qabool. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah does not listen with rapt attention. Allah does not listen with rapt attention to anything. The manner in which Allah listens with rapt attention to a Nabi with a beautiful voice in a melodious manner rendering the recitation of the Quran, having yajharu bihi, having raised and elevated his voice. First, obviously, we have to explain when we talk of Allah listening with rapt attention, Allah paying attention, listening carefully. This is not literal. Allah Ta'ala hears everything at all times. There is nothing that escapes the listening of Allah. Allah's listening is not like my and your listening. These expressions are used just for our understanding. That is why in the context of this hadith, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions this footnote, وَهُوَ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَى الرِّضَى وَالْقَبُولِ. This expression is an indication of Allah's happiness. It's an indication of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like sometimes people get very excited. You walk into somebody's business, he's got one picture there, one portrait, right? That he managed to get a special audience with whoever was the president, whether Mandela or somebody, whoever it was. If it's America, then it'll be with Bill Clinton, one president of America, whichever country. They'll put a special mention that everybody must come to know, I had a special audience with so and so. Sometimes we get somebody to sign, give us an autograph, some sports personality. According to this hadith, you are accorded a special audience with Allah. You are being given a special audience with Allah, and Allah is listening to nothing like how Allah will listen to you when you recite the Quran beautifully. So what a great fazilat this is. What a great virtue this is. You can't quantify it. That every time you read the Quran melodiously, beautifully, every time, yajharubi, you raise your voice, obviously you don't disturb others, but you make qiraat of the Quran, then be rest assured, be rest assured, Allah is listening attentively to you. So what more do we want? Like I said, on the one side, it's a very, very great virtue. On the other side, very great warning. Allah is listening to you, and you, your attention is somewhere else. You are reading anyhow. Quran is being read, and you don't pay attention to it. What a great injustice this is. How ungrateful you are. So, coming back to the literal translation of the hadith, that first and foremost, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Nabi. Why a Nabi is being singled out, particularly Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with internal and external excellence. Obviously, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sahibul Quran. He was the, what we might call the vessel of the Quran. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. Allah says, we reveal this Qur'an on the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he observed the rules of reverence when reciting, and the sweetness of his voice added to the beauty. Hence this drew Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. So far as others besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the standard of the excellence of their recitation, their devotion to the Qur'an, the shock and inclination, the manner in which they will recite accordingly, proportionately, this will draw the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will draw acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One important point before we delve further into the meaning of this hadith, we have to understand when we talk of, unfortunately, a lot of times we let our understanding of hadith get affected by the environment or preset rules of society or things that are already in vogue. When you talk of somebody singing or making rina or reciting beautifully, this doesn't mean the singing of singers or songs. When we talk of reading Quran melodiously, what is meant? It means in such a way that it strikes the heart. Imam Shafi rahimullah mentions part of reciting beautifully is to read in a grief-stricken voice, and to read in an elegant voice, to read in such a way that the heart shakes. Allah Ta'ala tells us, Allahu nazzal ahsan al-hadith kitabam mutashabiham mathani taqsha'irru minhu juludul ladina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. That Quran must soften your heart. Quran must cause the hair on your body to stand. So that if you're going to start singing in some, like some singer, that's not going to happen. So grief stricken. pondering over its meaning in an elegant manner, according to the rules of tajweed. So primarily, the maqsad of it is to, for it to affect the heart. There are other aspects, we have run out of time, inshallah, we'll continue.